church to Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn in a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be. Home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top.
Oh, yeah. Play a thing, Jimmy. All right, let's get this party started. Tony Basilio reporting at Studio Control. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another edition of your Smart Way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, fifth quarter fan reaction. Yes, your commercial-free home after each football and basketball game. And I'm reporting here at Studio Control. And it is a great day to be alive and well with you as Tennessee victorious today. In the orange and white game, the orange coming out on top of the white, and we saw enough to know that bright days are ahead. Other than that, it's pretty hard to tell what you're looking at. Some of the newcomers, though, just jump off the page at you. Kamara is definitely going to be a really, really nice player. Tennessee has a lot of skill people. This team is going to be really fun, and let me just be the first to say, wow, the kid from Texas, a quarterback, was really, really impressive today. And let me get Sean Sinclair in here and get his thoughts on what we saw today. And then also, I do want to say that I love the way Butch Jones has breathed some life with his marketing acumen into the spring game. He's made it an event, and if you're leaving the game today, we'd like to hear from you, as we sure will hear, I'm sure, from a ton of folks. We're going to maybe go about 90 minutes tonight on the program, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from you at 865-200-5402. The weather absolutely broke perfectly. You have to wonder if God is smiling on the mighty, mighty volunteers. Things just felt right over on campus today. If you were over there, you know what I'm talking about. Things today just seemed right on the campus. And the baseball team proves that as they snap a 6-game losing streak as they got a 4-3 win over South Carolina. Tennessee with 13 players that were out of the game. Kroon, Blank, Alex Ellis was out, Marcus Jackson, Barnett, Vereen, Majit, Phillips, Jakob Johnson, Danny O'Brien, Salisbury, Kirkland Jr., Rashawn Golden. One note for you, Rick Barnes was an honorary member of the Orange Team staff. Tennessee started things off on the day with a Circle of Life drill. And a couple things I took away, some of the young kids, I'd love to see that Andrew Butcher battle with Jack Jones. Two guys that just went at it till the helmet came off. Very spirited way, I thought, a good solid way to start the scrimmage. And they gave the ticket buyer today, and I know a lot of people came from miles around. Barney Boy, for instance, up there in Gate City, Virginia. Barney Boy came from a whole ways, a long ways, to get down into Neyland Stadium today. And let me bring Sean Sinclair in with me. If you're not familiar, Sean joins me on Wednesdays, and Sean's a longtime insider over at the University of Tennessee with his connections back in the day, and has been a supporter as well, and joins me on Wednesdays on the program. And Sean, I want to get your first thoughts on what we saw today in Neyland Stadium.
Well, Tony, thanks for having me. When you take the weather, cooperating today, I think Butch Jones knows how to put on an event. Spring games can be very, very boring, and just watching on TV, I really had fun with it. I like the Circle of Life thing. That's a fan friendly kind of deal there. The one on ones, etc. I really liked it. I like the fact that I don't understand the scoring, but I thought it was pretty neat how, you know, the defense is able to compete. And if you buy into what they're saying, they get to eat steak tonight. I thought the quarterback challenge was pretty cool. We've all seen that, you know, with NFL guys on certain things, and then some of these all-star sites or whatever that have the quarterback challenge. So I thought that was pretty cool. So all in all, I just think that Butch Jones is a master at putting on a good show, and I thought you could see a lot more NFL type talent on the roster on display today than we have in the past 3 or 4 years.
Who jumped out to you, Sink, today?
Well, I think to me, Josh Dobbs looks noticeably bigger to me. He looks to have a strong arm. His throwing technique looks a lot better, smoother, and if that's the board's doing, well, good. Kamara, obviously, like you said, is a very talented back. Some of the young guys really impressed me. Charles Mosley, as big and as much weight as he's carrying right now, looks okay at defensive line. I think if he could drop 30 pounds or so, he could be a plugger in there, and you can't have too many of those. I've always liked Quentin Dormady. I just think he's fantastic. I said the other day, if it weren't for missing his junior year because of baseball, he would have competed for all the high honors in high school last year throughout the nation. Some other guys, I think that I really like the way our defensive backfield. They all look like they're the same type. They're tall. They have long arms. I think Evan Berry's going to be a star. Todd Kelly's a very nice player, but I just like the physicality and the speed that Evan Berry has. And you can't help but think that Cam Sutton, if he continues the way he's doing, this will be his last year at UT.
He's a pro. Bradarius Ham, by the way, commits to Tennessee today. And offensive guard, ranked 10 in America, 5th in the South. And so Tennessee picks up Bradarius Ham today. Cinco, that was a huge day for Tennessee recruiting-wise. Everything is so geared toward appealing to recruits, to the future. This Jones guy is really, really a marketing. He's like a marketing whiz, isn't he?
Well, he really is. Being the third year, you can't just write it off as cheesy, or you can't write it off as insincere, or programmed. I mean, the guy knows how to do it, and you can't fake it for this long with those kids. The Ham commitment today. Just fits in. And what we talked about earlier is I like the fact with DeBoer coming on board, no pun intended there, with him, you know, in charge of the offense, they look like they're recruiting to a type. I talked about the defensive backfield all being lanky with long arms and fast. The offensive line guys they're signing, 6'5", 6'6", right around 300 pounds. You don't see these 340-pound guys, 300-pound-ish guys, long arms, good athletes. Hams from the Atlanta area, very similar to Chance Hall. Venziel Bulware, going to be an interior lineman. I think he's doing a fantastic job. He obviously is comfortable in the spotlight. He obviously connects to the students, and certainly he's connecting with the kids and their families. Oh, another big thing is Paul Fortenberry reported today, give him credit, that Nigel Warrior made it up for the game. That's Dale Carter's son, a top 100 player, one of the top safety prospects in the country, and there was a question whether he was going to make it, so he did make it up there, and that's a big-time prospect.
Bradarius Ham's an offensive tackle out of Griffin, Georgia, by way of Spalding, 6'5", 315 pounds, and he commits to Tennessee today, and again, The hits just keep on coming. And if you want to get in with us as you make your way out of Neyland Stadium today, or you're on your way home, we'd love for you to get in with us at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. My name is Tony Basilio. Shawnee Boy Sinclair is with us here as we react to what we saw today. And I do agree with a couple of your comments off the jump. Boy, Josh Dobbs just looks like the team is his. And he looks worlds bigger, worlds stronger, worlds much more capable of competing down in and down out at the elite level in the Southeastern Conference, Sean.
He really does. And the thing that I took away from, you know, there's no questioning his intellect. There's no questioning his maturity and all that stuff. He's obviously a fine athlete. But what I took out of today was the kids really believe in him, too.
Yep.
He's the leader of the team. Brock Huard and his cohort there, you know, said a number of times that Tennessee just has to keep him healthy. And that, obviously that's the case. But he's going to be the straw that stirs this drink. And he can take them as far as he wants to take them, in my opinion.
To the phones we go at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. As the spring game is concluded in Knoxville, I don't understand the scoring. I don't understand how the orange beat the white. And I don't quite know if one's going to eat and one's not and how that's going to work. But anyway, let's go to the phones. And also some breaking news today. Jeff Goodman is reporting the following. Almost everyone I've spoken to close to Billy Donovan believes he's going to take the OKC job if and when it's offered to him. So some other goings on. And the baseball volunteers today, Sean, for the folks on campus, get a win as they honor Condrich Holloway. Peyton Manning was over there. Some other glitterati as part of this festive day over on the Hill. How about the baseball team doing their part, Sean, and what's turned into kind of a lost season for them?
I watched that game on the SEC channel, and Brett Marks gave them a chance to be in that game with, I think he threw 124 pitches, and then we loaded the bases in the bottom of the ninth, and kid comes through, Rogers, I believe, comes through with a base hit between first and second baseman. And we take the game. So, you know, it may be a little too late. I hope not. But, you know, keep on winning and see what happens.
Hats off to Marks. 124 pitches. Wow, what a heroic effort by him. Let's go back to our phones at 865-200-5402. And hello and welcome. You're on your Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics fifth quarter fan reaction.
Praise Lord, Tommy and Sean.
Hey, is this Philly?
Yes, Philly.
Hey, what'd you think,
what's
man?
What's up, Philadelphia?
This is some rock steady conversation all over again, isn't it?
I
love it.
Well, I was impressed, guys. I mean, for the first time in I don't know when. I mean, they're loaded out there. If they don't have a lot of injuries and they coach well, this team is going to be real, real fun to watch this year.
Well, they really are, Phil, and I think the, you know, it some people may raise their eyebrows here, but I really believe that we have talent in the defensive backfield. Maybe not individually like a Deion Grant or a Dale Carter, but collectively, I believe as this group matures, we have as much talent as in the defensive backfield as been on in that program in decades. I truly believe that.
Well, if you look at it,
yeah.
And the middle's in great shape, Phil. I love the defensive tackle play that you're going to see this year. The depth of the defensive line, which you can't underestimate or overstate rather how important that is at this level. We're going back to the future with that, and then the question really becomes who wins the middle linebacker job in the summer. Is it going to be a veteran guy like a Bynum? Is it going to be somebody? One of the kids going to come along? One of these guys that was gimpy, how's that going to work out? But, Phil, at the end of it all, they're very much set up to have a really strong season this year. What that means win-loss-wise, I don't know, but they're going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch, like you just said. And the days of getting blown out by people, Those days are over, well, Phil.
Well, guys, here's another point.
That's the worst quarterback we've been in ages. Probably since Schaefer, Ainge, and Clawson on the same team. This might be more talent than them.
Totally agree. And wait for Sherrion Jones.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you something. This kid out of Nashville, Sean, is one great athlete. Wow.
Yeah, he is. You know, people can say, why do you – look, in spring ball, you need quarterback arms to throw drills. And that's why he's there right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Sherrion Jones comes in and everything looks good that – you know, he may redshirt this year, but he's not going to be a quarterback. But I'll tell you what, guys, here's another thing. When you've got a sophomore kicker that can drill a 55-yard field goal, and his leg looked like you just took a pitching wedge and it would have been good from 60, and then it looks like we're going to get that transfer kid from Maryland to hold down the punting job. It looks like special teams are in good hands for the Vols.
Not to mention the Abernathy kid who's a specialist, who's a return specialist.
That's right.
Well, guys, one thing I'm really complaining about is a wide receiver position. I don't like Azani, but I think our receivers, we're going to have to get some help there, and I don't – what do y'all think about that?
Well, I was – frankly, Phil, I've said that on Wednesday – I mean, on Friday, you know, with – well, I guess it was Wednesday – And I agree with you. You know, it's I saw Josh Malone. I know he caught the touchdown pass, but it was against a walk-on DB. He still doesn't look like the player he should. Marquez North needs to stay healthy. I'll tell you this: Josh Smith looked like a big kid out there. He's put on some good weight. But the talent's there, Phil. The talent's there. You're right. They drop balls, man. They do.
One more thing, guys, I'll get off here. Is there any way we can get Maria Taylor to ESPN, get Holly Rowe unemployed? Is there any way we can do that?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't
Boy,
it?
Boy, she's really beautiful, isn't she? Good gosh.
Yeah, well, I hope the collector Rick Barnes can get a basketball recruit after Ross Carmen today, you know what I mean?
You know, he needs to have Maria Taylor out there, put the headphones on for him. Thank you, brother. If Maria Taylor puts the headphones on for Rick Barnes, he'll get some recruits. Good gosh.
No doubt.
Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Not that I'm objectifying her, but she's a pretty lady. Here are some of your numbers from today. I don't even know how you do the stats, but Howard today, 3 catches, 49 yards. Malone, 2 for 80, and you talk about him, beating, one of the lesser reserves, down the chain. You know, it's interesting to me that when you look at our receiving core, Sink, from the level of ability that's there, it hasn't added up just yet, but I'm willing to give Azani, let's see what happens in the summer. Obviously, Williams probably is not going to be available coming off the injury, but these other guys have to take the next step. I mean, the time is now for North. He's got to take a next step coming into camp. Absolutely must take the next step. And Malone has to be pushed, Sean. He's got to get pushed.
Well, I think they really treated him with kid gloves last year because of his status as a five-star top player in the state. I really believe he was handled differently than some other guys. But you're right. I mean, he has a very lackadaisical effort attitude out there. That's been the knock on him. And you see that a lot with some kids that,
yep.
In high school, it was so easy
Comes
for
easy.
Him.
Yep.
He didn't have to put out hardly any effort to dominate at that level. But I'll tell you what, in the SEC, we concentrate on at this level, a lot of people concentrate on drop balls. But when you have a Kamara, when you have a Hurd, when you have a Pig Howard where you're handing the ball off, your receivers have to be on the edge blocking SEC DBs to get the kind of yardage you want. And we have electric guys that can carry the ball. And they're going to step up because, in my opinion, I thought they were a below-average blocking group last year.
To the phones we go, 865-200-5402. All lines are jammed. It's your Smart Way Dalton Bearing fifth quarter fan reaction as we'll be with you all fall long here in 2015, thanks to our friends at Smart Way and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. And let's go back to the phones, Gary. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Tony.
Hey.
This is Don.
Hey, Don, welcome, man.
All right. Yeah, a couple of things that stood out. I was so glad I didn't realize it was on the alternate channel. I was sitting here listening to radio, and somebody popped it on the message board, so I only missed the first few minutes.
What'd you think of the telecast, Don? What'd you think of the job they did?
I thought they did a good job. I really did. I like Bach here, and the other guy pretty good, and, you know, Maria Taylor does a good job. So I was happy with that.
Agreed.
As far as the game goes, or, you know, what we saw, a couple of things that's not being mentioned. Even though, you know, he's being, wearing a no-contact jersey all spring, Jalen Hurd really looked nice. he's gonna be hard to handle for defenses. That's just all there is to it. And on several of those touches on Dobbs, that's probably touching on Dobbs. You know, cause I don't like it to be tackling him. But, another thing was, a lot of people put stuff on message boards about Malik Foreman might be our fastest player, and I thought this was blowing smoke, but then when I was watching that challenge at the end, they might not have been. You know, a couple of years ago, we had no speed in the secondary, and the secondary players outran the receivers, running backs, and everybody in every one of those speed drills.
Hey, Don, I'll tell you what I'd like to see, and I'm not kidding. Some of the mid-sized cars today, not the big aircraft carriers, but the mid-sized cars, and they were doing those drills at the end. Thought occurred to me, those guys right there looked faster than some of Dooley's fastest, fastest guys in the Dooley's errors. Yes.
Yeah, Austin Sanders, he came smoking out of there for the linemen.
I love the competitive nature of that and the way they've created some things to keep the players engaged, keep people interested, mix it up, and it's all about displaying the level of talent and getting the fan base excited, because that's what the spring game is. I mean, what we say before, there's a dozen guys missing. You know, it's you're not going to draw conclusions from it, but you can draw this conclusion. Tennessee football, the days of getting blown out, those days are gone, man. They're gone.
I tell you, you just go back and look at those last five games last year. I mean, it was a totally different team in every way. Like I was saying the other day, if you want to get excited, go back and watch the first quarter and half the Tax Slayer Bowl. You can get real excited in a hurry. A couple other things is, you know, we know about, you know, some of the stars, like we're waiting on Khalil McKenzie, and we had Shy Tuttle out there today, and we had, you know, this one and that one. But what about guys like Chance Hall?
Yep.
Some people overlook. This guy may start. I mean, he really can play some ball. And when they put him out there in the circle of life, whatever, right off the bat, I mean, you had Chance Hall whipping Shy Tuttle. Well, that's pretty good.
Cinco, there is a lot of depth, isn't there? There's a lot of unspoken depth, too, in the youth.
Well, there really is. And the offensive line, you know, that's a development position. We've unfortunately been in a situation the past 3 or 4 years where we've had to have Jayshon Robertson or some of these guys, Coleman Thomas, just come in, and Jayshon Robertson, that's the exception. We saw Coleman Thomas is a fine player, and he just got abused last year. You know, when you talk about Austin Sanders stepping up and some of these other guys, well, that's the way it really works, because these guys are 4-star players in high school. They come in here, they learn work ethic, their bodies start to develop, they don't have to think as much, they're not intimidated, they get what's going on, they've understood now in 2-3 years how college works,
yep.
And now their talent just starts taking over because they have the required strength. And so with Chance Hall, with some of these other guys, Ray Rollerson, some of these other guys that you don't hear about, it's not uncommon for a guy to disappear for 2 or 3 years on the offensive line and then all of a sudden become a pro prospect in his last 2 years.
Well, one guy in particular, you talk about changing their bodies and getting stronger. What about the big kid from North Carolina on the defensive line? Vickers?
Kendall Vickers is quite a prospect. No question.
You see that body on that thing?
I'm telling you, Don, our defensive line now, against the rest of the league, because we're young, you're going to hear other teams that are going to get popped and talked about and this and that. You're talking about a potential real strength for Tennessee as the season wears on. And those guys, if healthy, as they get a few miles on the tires, it's going to be scary how good Tennessee's defensive line could be by year's end. You talk about last year's development. That's why, to me, when I look at this, this year is real simple. From 10,000 miles, that stretch of Oklahoma, Florida, and Georgia, right there in the sweet spot of that schedule early on, if you can somehow get through that stretch with two wins, you're talking about a team that could be playing in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. You heard me say it yesterday. That's where I'm predicting them.
I'm not doing that. I can't do that.
That's with quarterback healthy.
I can't.
And running back healthy.
I got to be responsible for them.
I know.
But you got to do it. You can do it. You can do it. I don't want to pile on. And Don, I thank you for the call. I don't want to pile on expectations on this staff and make it more difficult than it has to be. I feel like our role in all this, or my role anyway, I am not here to stamp out enthusiasm. I love it. I hope it comes true. I hope Tennessee goes 11-1 or 12-0 and we're all playing the playoffs. You know, that'd be unbelievable. And is that possible? Sure. I mean, Missouri's shown you in their first couple years in the league that anything in the Eastern Division's possible. So, and now you have some horses to compete where you can start saying that sort of thing, that you can compete in the East without sounding like you need to take a breathalyzer test. But from my standpoint, I want to, in the immortal words of my friend Maury Hanks, who's a scout in the NBA, I want to pump the brakes and just bring it down a notch. Let's go back to our phones and grab our next call. Hello, you're on the Smart Way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome.
What's up, TB?
Hey, who's this?
Marsh.
Hey, Marshy, welcome, man.
Hey, I'm gonna have to agree with Sinclair. That kick that Medley hit, that was unbelievable.
He barely even whipped his leg. It looked like a kid with a nine iron in his hand.
I'm gonna give him all the credit. He had a little downwind. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but I think that thing would have been good for 65 yards. I mean, it landed midway through that tunnel.
It was hammered. Hammered.
Yeah. That was one of my kind of bright spots about the game and also Dormandy. I mean, that kid's got a cannon. That kid's going to be a heck of a quarterback.
What's interesting about him, now that's an interesting thing you just said for somebody. Sean, when I look at him, I don't know how he fits our system. I give him a lot of credit for being here. Boy, he looks like a hell of a prospect, Sinclair. He's got a really live arm, doesn't he?
He was one of the best quarterbacks in the country, you know, coming up through his sophomore year. And I know how he projected 10th grader, but, you know, he had his junior year taken away. And then his senior year, he lost a lot of kids. So he was out there just throwing, you know, to young guys. He's grown up in the system. When people found out he was healthy, everybody, Alabama, everyone throughout the country was on him. He's going to put on more weight. I think he fits any style except maybe a wishbone. There's a tendency to see a white guy back there in this offense and think he's a white turkey, as Phil often says. And this kid's not going to be Juwan Jennings, but he's a heck of a passer. He doesn't have to take off for 40-yard plays. And if he's only a guy that's there as a backup, because in the SEC you just never know. Well, you're in pretty solid hands with this guy.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Butch Jones's offense in the Big East, it's fact. There were years where Tony Pike played, Zach Caleros played, everybody under the sun played. And so Marshy, maybe he gets his opportunities here. There's no question that he's got a tremendous, tremendous future. At that position, he's really impressive right off the jump.
Yeah, and one other thing, I think the biggest highlight of the whole thing was the football field. The field looked great.
Great observation! Great observation!
110% turnaround from last year. I mean, that is, as soon as I walked in, I was like, "Wow!" I mean, the field looked great. I mean, the end zone I mean, it didn't look that. I mean, but as far as just the field, the surface, I mean, it. I mean, from now, the last year from now, I mean, it almost looked like it. You know, like it was fake. I mean, it looked great. So, kudos to whoever fixed that debacle.
Great observation. Thank you, Marshy.
All right, have a great day.
You too, man. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, it's 38 past the hour. Cinco, let me know when you've got to go, and let me go back to the phones and get our next call in at 865-200-5402. Like your observations, what stood out to you from the spring game? What was the experience like? Kind of like Marshy there, the field, anything like that, sure. The Legends game today, was it fun? Did you get a chance to interact with any former Vols? Did you get close to anybody? Want to tell me a story? Any of that sort of thing. Let's just celebrate the day and the fact that we're all a part of this dysfunctional family we call the Big Orange. Let's go back to our phones, and every family's dysfunctional, so I say that in all jest, but let's get any family I'm in, I should say, is dysfunctional. Let's get in here and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Barney Boy!
Hey, Barney Boy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, we heading to Roanoke, Virginia. We on 81 North, baby. Hey, it's football time in Tennessee. Damn, I have to go back to Virginia.
Oh, Barney Boy, what was the experience like for you today? Was it worth it? Tell me about your odyssey, Barney Boy. People are going to appreciate this.
Right now, for the last 10 years, I'm going to be honest with you, it's been hard to be a Tennessee fan. Just because of the type of football was played, the coaches we had. But right now, it's that feeling that Tennessee has got a football team. They got skilled players at every position there. The fans today, we tailgated. Even the fans, they fed us. We told them we was from Virginia. We didn't buy nothing as far as food. The atmosphere to Tennessee is about ready to bust wide open, Tony. And I'm telling you, tell these Georgia fans, these Alabama fans, hell's coming, and it's dressed in orange.
Gah! Barney Boy, you can really feel it on that campus. I mean, look, even the baseball volunteers today who have been left for dead got a win today over South Carolina after being blighted and shut out last night. So, Barney Boy, today, a magical day. You know, you came all the way. How long did it take you to get there in the Neyland Stadium?
It's a 5-hour drive. We live in a little town right next door to Roanoke, Virginia. We live in Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, Virginia. And I'm telling y'all, we got the number one track, 55 hurdler. I told y'all last week, went to my high school. He's come to Tennessee on a track scholarship. The number one track star in the country, Tony. Another Willie Collins. Look it up. He went to William Byrd, my school. I tell you, it's so fired up. And there's too many signs right now. Tennessee, guys, I'm telling you, the skilled players, their studs in offensive line, their speed. And this door, Maddie, he's one of the best-looking freshmen. And I know he didn't do... You didn't see him for about 20 minutes, but the guy's going to be awesome. Dobbs has won this door, Maddie. Tony, it's back. I'm so happy. Me and my buddy, we're sitting here. I got so much damn Tennessee souvenirs, I can't hardly going down. I got my windshield cover up Tennessee orange. I need my sunglasses on.
I love
it. Hey, Tony, at Walmart on the strip down there,
yes.
Oh, I love it. And I went to the ball shop. Oh, good thing I ain't married, because my ex-wife wouldn't have put it. I spent over $300 in the ball shop today.
God, Barney Boy!
Tennessee, hey, we're good. Hey, Tony, forgive me. My phone, I've been on the phone all day. And I got one thing I need to talk to you about. Never text me at a football game, because I ain't worth a darn texting. You caused me to miss the damn touchdown doormat had that 50 yards. I'm fooling around with the phone trying to get hold of you. It's football time in Tennessee, Tony.
Barney boy, love you. I like the backseat drivers. Cinco, Barney Boy sounds like he's having himself a party going back to Vinton, Virginia. And by the way, Barney Boy, let me say this to you, Barney Boy. I once lived right out of college in beautiful Roanoke, Virginia. I lived at Pebble Creek Apartments. Lived about a half mile from the Tanglewood Mall. Don't know if that's still there. And I used to frequent up there on Electric Avenue. Used to go to all the haunts. Bought a guitar up there back in the day, a guitar that Cinco looked down on, a Gibson Epiphone Sheridan model, a hollow body guitar, and Cinco didn't like that. It was kind of a jazzy guitar. Let's go back to the phone. Cinco, isn't that right? You looked down on that guitar.
I love all guitars, Tony. I'll know what you're talking about.
Let's go back to our phones. By the way, 865-200-5402. Barney Boy celebrating the day that was, and I'd like to hear from you now, your thoughts, observations, comments on what we saw today. I have not brought up the Pearson story. People are asking me, what do you know? Look, here's my thing. When it comes to matters of law enforcement, I let those things, especially when it comes to matters such as those, I think one thing that we've learned here in the immediate past is rushing to judgment does nobody any good. Okay? Just because you're accused doesn't mean you did it. And just because you're an athlete doesn't mean you didn't do it, but it doesn't mean you did it. So we got to let these things sort themselves out. Obviously, it's concerning anytime you have this sort of thing around your program, and especially on a weekend where you just want to feel good and you just want to celebrate. But I just wanted to mention that and get it out of the way. And so nothing revelatory from my end. Let's go back to the phones on that. 865-200-5402. And the other thing about matters such as that, I've learned, if you talk to people close to the program, they're going to tell you, it ain't that big a deal, which is what they were saying with the deal with our middle linebacker and that whole situation from last year. And then as it turns out, it's a little bigger deal than we were letting on, than they were letting on. No matter who you talk to, somebody's always going to color a story like that one way or the other. Let it get into the hands of the authorities. Let the authorities sort it out, and then we'll take it from there. Obviously, it's not good. Let's go back to the phones. Cinco, anything you want to add before I go back to the phones on that matter?
No, my only thing is that, you know, when you're a football player, you're a basketball player, whatever, you have to be smart enough not to get yourself in that position. Because, well, like we've seen with, I don't know what's going to happen with A.J. Johnson. I have no idea. But you know what? He missed the last part of his senior year. His reputation has been kind of slighted here, and it's going to affect him for the NFL. And I wish these guys, whatever would happen, would just, they just would not put themselves in that position, because you lose control of your future when you elect to do that.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for providing today's opportunity for us to talk as a fan base. Thousands are listening around the world at TonyBasilio.com, on the Tony Basilio app for your smartphone and your iPhone and also your Android. Let me go back and grab another call. Hello and welcome.
Tony, what's going on, brother? It's Jay.
Hey, Jay. Welcome, man.
Hey, how you doing? Tony, look, it was a great day. The weather held off. You know, you can't complain about that. And everything, I think, went about as well as you could possibly hope. I think that's the main thing I took from it, like a lot of people have been saying, is the play of Dormady. I know it's a spring game, so I'm not going to crown him the next Tom Brady or anything, but you can just tell that kid can play ball. I mean, I know he's not he's a good athlete, but he's not a typical dual threat, but the kid can just flat out hum the ball, and he's accurate. You know, Tyler Bray can hum it, but sometimes Tyler Bray can throw it into an ocean. Dormady just looks like an all-around just great quarterback.
And Jones has said before, you know, we're going to go get the best quarterback. We're not worried about, we don't have a particular quarterback that we're looking for. And I think that's what fans need to remember about Dormady. But I feel bad for Jennings because, you know, with Sherry and Jones coming in and Garantano, I mean, where does Jennings fall in all this?
Jennings is going to go. Jennings is an athlete who's going to be a great player. But again, I'll go back to those Cincinnati days with Jones and Brian Kelly and the things they did. There were years where they played four or five quarterbacks. And in this league, you're going to need bodies back there. I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's obviously an exceptional thing. But I agree with Sean. Look, you need somebody in the spring to chew up some reps. It's obvious that Jennings is too great of an athlete to leave out there and let him get buried in the second or third team, fourth team as your quarterback. And right now he's easily third team if he's not fourth team. I mean, let's just face the facts. So you've got to, I would think, try him at wide receiver. That's what I would do. I would use him as a satellite player. Boy, he looked good with the balls and the ball in his hands today, didn't he?
Let me tell you something, brother. That kid does not lack fast twitch muscle fibers. I can tell you that much. And that's what if I was him, I would ask myself, if I have to improve this much just to get on the field in college, would I really have a future in the NFL at quarterback? I mean, he needs to ask himself that, because if I would say, you know what, I could make a lot of money being a safety or something like that in the NFL, then maybe that's what I should be looking at doing. You know, you never want to kill a kid's dream.
No.
But, you know, that's something he'd want to ask himself, but I tell you what, it's all around. It looks good. When I look at this team, here's the thing, and I want fans to remember this, because I feel like the expectations for this team this year is getting a little out of hand. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there expecting some 10-2 type seasons, you know, winning the SEC East. And why I think that's possible, because I don't think there's a game on that schedule that we can't win. We're still going to be counting on, in certain positions, true freshmen or, you know, redshirt freshmen to make some big impacts. We're still not there depth-wise, I think, to be a championship-level program. We're getting there, but I don't think we're just quite there yet. I think we could go 7-5, and I think we could go 10-2 when I look at that schedule.
Totally agree.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
And you know what? 705, let me ask you this, Jay. Not mean to talk over you, but you're right. And I love your passion. 7-5, you know, if you beat the right teams in that 7-5, like Bino said yesterday on the air, Bino and Sean were making a point. You know, we got to start thinking about holding down our home field.
Exactly.
Let's take a step. Before we start worrying about running, let's start walking.
Right.
Let's protect our home field. Let's get that back. And then we can beat Alabama next year when they come to town. We can beat Florida. I mean next year. You know what I mean. In 2016.
Yeah.
We can beat Florida when they come to town. We can start worrying about building, truly having, because you're not a real program if you can't defend your home field. I don't care who you are.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And look here, you got two running backs that you feel really good about. That's it. Just two. Maybe this Kelly kid coming from Michigan, something special. But as of now, you got two running backs from the SEC. I think we could do some special things. When I looked at the schedule, I predicted us going 9-3. I had us losing to Arkansas, Georgia, and Alabama, and those are three in a row because we play them back to back to back. But I had us beating Oklahoma. I had us beating Missouri. I had us beating Florida. And that's 9-3 with a chance to win a 10th game in the bowl game. I mean, if that happens, I'm tickled pink. But if we win 8 or 9 games, I'm tickled pink because we're improving. And that's all that matters. As long
all
as
that
we
matters.
Keep improving, that's all that matters, brother.
Jay, thank you for the call. I hope our fan base understands that, Sean, because the last thing I want to see is people start jumping on Butch Jones because Tennessee only wins 8 games. Now, if they win 6 games this year with the talent they have against that schedule, I mean, Brock Huard, it's real easy to look in the spring, and people are going to say, well, the ESPN guys, you know, he said he's looked at that schedule, he saw 10 wins. Hey, listen. Those guys go to a different campus and do a different game each week, and it's real easy to look at that schedule in a vacuum and go 10 wins. Not that I'm knocking them, but to say that and then to live with that expectation, I guarantee you, if those guys were coaching, they wouldn't be saying, well, they're 10 wins. Hey, come on. I mean, let's get real here. Not that I'm downplaying it, but, Sean, we've got to be fair to these guys, these kids and these coaches.
Well, you just, with these guys right here, again, they've got to learn how to win games. And that is a skill. It's not just having more points at the end of a game or getting a break here and there. Games are won, and more often than not, they're lost. And I know that sounds so simplistic, but you know as well as I do, how many times through the years have you watched a Kentucky or Vanderbilt team fight and claw and do all that stuff, and you know darn good and well we were going to beat them at the end. And when we were rolling, we would take games off, et cetera. And we'd still just show up and kind of come out there. This team has to win. You know, the Arkansas, I'm glad Jay said it. The Arkansas game, to me, is the big barometer game there in the first half of the season. Because they maul people. They come at you and they maul people. And it's okay that you can rush the passer with Barnett and everything else, but can you withstand their running game for four quarters? That's going to be tough. I'd have pegged it as 8-4. I thought an 8-4 season going into a bowl game against an equally talented team would be a great year because you're still showing progress. You're going to be able to recruit well with that kind of record. And, I agree. I think you've been around this long enough, Tony, to know that no matter how many times you toot that horn, nobody's going to buy into that. And the first time, you know, Dobbs runs for an 80-yard run, you know, in the first game against Bowling Green, well, heck, we're going to the SEC championship or bust.
And it's okay. Look, I understand. This is the time, if you want to be optimistic, be optimistic. Here's the thing, though. When it doesn't work out and you're not playing in Atlanta, which you could be playing in Atlanta, but when you're not, you don't turn on the coach and go, hey, you're not getting the job done, because his judgment of winning and losing doesn't begin till next year. That's when you start judging it. Because that's when he's going to have to be good enough and his staff's going to have to be good enough to affect the 5, 6, 7, or 8 plays that will determine beating a Florida, beating an Alabama, beating an Arkansas, beating a Georgia, and you go right down the list. And that is when the rubber's going to meet the road. If they do it a year earlier, hey, then we'll know we have something. But if it plays according to script, and the script is, I don't care what Brock Yeard says, the script is Tennessee will probably be somewhere between a 7-9 win football team this year. And if they're a 9-win or an 8-win team, like Sean said, gone and get, you can get 9 in the, with a comparable opponent in a bowl game. Hey, come on. From where we've come from, I'd be thrilled with that right now. From where we've been, you gotta be kidding me. We'll have a top 25 ranking. We'll be relevant. There's a lot to build on there. We'll go back to the phones. I'd like to get your thoughts at 865-200-5402. The spring game is now in the rearview mirror. Granted, it's only about a half mile in our rearview mirror, so if you want to look back, give me your thoughts as we look ahead and look back and do it all in real time with you. Let me say a word about SmartWay. You can find them online at gosmartway.net. Physically located at 8416 Kingston Pike, also a location in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, for those listening. And let me say this to you. SmartWay is your everything for home store where you're going to pay your way. And the bottom line is that with SmartWay, you will find furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones. And when I say cell phones, I mean all the great brands. They are into the smartphone business big time. The brand names like Samsung, LG, Blue. They even have iPhones available. And here's the beautiful thing about SmartWay with everything you purchase at SmartWay. If you're short on some money, they'll work with you. You can go 120 day or 6 months same as cash, pay the cash price within the first 120 days or 6 months, or you can choose a lease, purchase, rent to own agreement where you choose the payment amount, you choose the frequency that you're going to make the payments, and you can change it anytime you want to. That's why we call it SmartWay. Be smart, buy smart, go the smart way, as Professor Smarty says. And the best part of all on-time lease payments earn you 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime, when you want, for what you want, at SmartWay. And one more word here, our friends at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices, to all their customers. And listen, if you're in the market and you're in the industrial end of things, let me say this to you. They sell Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics right where they are in right above us here in beautiful Granger County, Tennessee. They are a multi-million dollar business. Last year, they sold over 350,000 AC and DC hydraulic cylinders and power units. This year, they're shooting for a half a million, and you've really helped them grow through this program. So I want to thank you for that, keeping them happy, and that's less work I have to do. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, the number one hydraulic cylinder, whether you're looking for standard or you need something custom built, they will do it for you. Hydraulic cylinders or power units. And also, anything that makes mobile components work, from hoses to hose assemblies to fittings to couplings, hydraulic motors, thousands of bearings. I need to check with Randy Dalton and Dustin up there and see if I can get some bearings myself, because I'm about to lose mine, but that's another story for another day. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. And let's get our next call in today. Hello and welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, man. First, want to thank your sponsors and you for doing this. You know, I turned it to another station in Knoxville, and they're talking about hockey or how the Atlanta Braves are going to suck this year. So it's great to be able to talk balls after this game.
That's what we're here for, man, after each and every basketball and football game, including the spring game.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you know, I know the Vols, they're trending up, but who knew that Mother Nature was a Vol fan? I mean, what's the deal with that?
Isn't that incredible? I mean, they gave us no wiggle room in that forecast, did they?
Chance.
No wiggle room.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's going to be a monsoon. I'm thinking about, putting plywood up on the windows. And then I wake up this morning, and the sun is shining. It's beautiful. And what do you know? Sun has a nice little orange hue to it.
What's funny about that forecast, too, and what I wonder is how many people, I'd have to say several thousand, stayed away due to the forecast.
Yeah.
That couldn't help the attendance. That could not have helped. I mean, you're right. They weren't just calling for intermittent showers. They were calling for the deluge.
Any chance that Saban got a hold of our Doppler?
I don't put anything past Alabama.
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy or whatever, but it's a little odd. They called for tomatoes and they gave us bananas. So anyway, hey, look, a few points on this game. You know, Hurd, I know we only saw flashes of Hurd. He's coming off an injury and whatnot, but it wasn't fair when he was out there. I mean, a little fly sweep on the side or what. I mean, he just leaps feet. It's like people are standing still and he just gets by them. It looked like Iowa all over again. You know, he's got sort of that outside speed of like a Foster, but the size isn't. I mean, it's just he's got a couple inches on him and a little bit of weight. It was amazing just for what little bit we saw of him.
Totally agree. The combination that we're going to see in that backfield this year. One of the first callers today said this is going to be tremendously fun this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. I could not agree with anything any more than that. This is going to be fun to see this come back to life, and this team, this collection of players, will be fun to watch.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I hate to throw out the I word, but we got to avoid the injury. I mean, you know, obviously we're kind of thin. We don't have the Alabama depth. But our front one and two guys, I put them up against, you know, the top two or three teams in the SEC, even though they might be underclassmen. I mean, and I think a lot of people are going to say the offense looked a little vanilla out there. But let me tell you something. That's a result of the defense. The defense, the guys are flying around. I mean, you saw in the one-on-one drills, it's like the defensive cornerbacks knew what the quarterback was going to do there. I mean, and that's not something you see. I don't want my offense putting up, you know, gaudy numbers on the defense. That's not good. And then Jennings, you know, a previous caller a few minutes ago was talking about Jennings. Here's the deal. I don't know if he's a safety. He's kind of a big for safety. But you gotta put him at, you know, wide out. I mean, whenever he took that touchdown, I mean, literally, I know it's second team guys out there, but literally people, I mean, they just stared at him and couldn't do anything. He just, it wasn't even fair. I mean, you've got to use him. And then Tuttle, last thing out the door, Tuttle, I mean, I don't know what Jones was doing, putting him against Thomas, and bless his heart, but Tuttle is a man of my boys, and he's a true, he should be in high school. He should be with the prom queen right now, you know, going to prom tonight, but instead he's out there pushing our guy around that started, you know, what, 10 or 13, I mean, however many games he started, most of them last year, and him and McKenzie, or Cahill McKenzie in the background, is not going to be fair. So anyway, great show, guys.
Thank you. Sean, are you buying the hype on Tuttle?
Yeah, I really am, and the best thing that happened was him coming in without Khalil right now, because he was able to come in, and they were able to break him down and really work him. And in the limited time he's been here, he's changed his body a little bit. He's gotten his wind. I think that if he would have come in with Khalil, Khalil's just a black hole for publicity and attention and everything. And that's not to be interpreted as bad. He's just that kind of kid. Tuttle is a kind of a backseat guy. And this was the best thing that ever happened to him, because now he has gained confidence. He's a load in there, man. He's going to play. He's certainly going to play. He's going to play in the first game, and he's going to play, you know, all throughout the year. He's going to get valuable snaps. And we haven't seen guys like this since Darwin Walker, Haynesworth, Henderson, and those type of guys. They're championship prospects, really are.
That's a great point. Those are the type of players that show up in your program when it's time to start thinking about winning championships. Let's go back to the phones. And the thing about McKenzie is, and you've kind of got me sold on this, you don't know until you see a guy do it on the field at this level if he can do it. There's no question that's true. There's just no doubt that's true. However, he's got the pedigree. He's gonna have to have the hunger and the work ethic. This Tuttle kid has come in hungry. He's worked hard. He's naturally very good. He's going to get a lot better. They love his upside, talking to people. And, quite frankly, they're not surprised that he's been this good. They're thrilled that he's been this good. And they've got to temper it, because he really has a world of potential. So we go back to the phones, and we'll get our next call in. And about Jennings, hey, it's a great problem to have. You know, what this staff has to do with Jennings is, because they promised him a dead-level shot to compete for that quarterback job, is when Jones gets here and gets his feet under him, gets his sea legs under him, you've already seen Normandy right off the jump, bang, obviously a better prospect in terms of throwing the ball. All Jennings has to see is, hey, I've got a moderate future there versus, you know, an opportunity to be a playmaker in this offense. Hey, there have been worse things that could happen. And a guy you could sell to him is Randall Cobb at Kentucky. Hey, Randall Cobb's making a real nice living in the pros. They have a different body type, but similar in high school in that Randall Cobb played in the secondary, and he also played quarterback over at Alcoa, and, you know, both tremendous athletes. Back to the phones we go. I mean, Randall Cobb, Sean, that's one hell of an athlete right there.
Yeah, and if I could add something, Tony, the coaching staff's really not going to have to do much on this deal. This is the way this is going to shake out, in my opinion. Jennings will not get the kind of attention he did at quarterback the rest of his career than he did this spring.
Right.
They needed him.
Right.
He's a high school kid. They showed him. They promised him what he could do, and he's very limited passing.
Yep.
He will get better, but he won't get significantly better simply because it moves too quickly.
And he has to see that. And he has to see that, Sean.
And he will. He will. He won't get the attention. He won't get the one-on-one coaching because it just can't. The reps aren't there. Sherron Jones will get in there. He's a quarterback. Then what will happen, I truly believe, is sometime this summer or early in fall camp, and this is what you want as a coaching staff, Jennings will go to the whomever and say, hey, you know what? I gave it my best shot, and I think I'd like to try something different. And that's what you want, because then he owns that decision. He's not forced. He's not a malcontent. He's not looking to transfer.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then he'll get quick success at wide receiver or wherever, and he'll just go on to become a nice player.
Yep. A dead level, best, fair shot. Let him come to that conclusion. There's just a way to manage that. And yeah, it's a great problem to have. It's a great problem to have. To have too many bodies at some positions is a great problem to have.